In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the basement of this building, we provide classroom and office space for the Pawtucket School Department and their adult education classes. It's a program specifically designed for those who have English as second language, an inspiring program for those who migrated from other countries and who have the desire to become fluent in English. Unfortunately, I'm not fluent in any other language than English. Even though I grew up in the Southwest, Arizona, I recall very few Spanish words, and now am only able to remember those important words such as tequila or sangria. I sometimes wish, though, that I did speak another language. We lose so much when we are unable to understand or to speak another language, to fully understand another culture or nationality, to really get at the very depth of what emotions, fears, joys are being expressed when we do not speak a particular language. And yet I am reminded that music is a language too, often called the universal language. And it too was recently pointed out to me that mathematics is its own language, another language that I don't speak so well. And we have a parishioner who, in wanting to converse more with her grandson, who is visually challenged, has taken up learning the language of Braille, learning the language of dots and dots upon dots to be closer to her grandson. How beautiful is that? Today, we encounter another language, the sometimes bizarre language of Pentecost, the language of the Holy Spirit. It is a language which utters sounds of wind and breath, sighs and groans. It is a language which speaks in colors of red, images of fire and divided tongues, and even in which it sometimes is a most unfamiliar language, the language of sin and forgiveness. Today's language of Pentecost reminds us that sometimes Christianity, I think, has too many words. We often try to describe God in words which are human-made, as we will try again next Sunday when we talk about the Holy Trinity as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as one God. But what if you don't have the words? What if you don't know what to say to God? What if your heart is breaking and all you can do is cry or sigh? This past week, an Episcopal church in Douglas, Arizona, one of the border towns of that state, was the third church in the town which suffered a suspicious fire. It is a church, like the other two, which is known for helping and aiding those crossing the border to find food and shelter. Could it be the culprit of another language so fluent in our society today? The language of anger and hate? And what about the sighs and groans of those under the weight of oppression? Centuries ago, African slaves were carried in ships across the ocean to be bought and sold into forced labor. Their sighs and moans led to another kind of language, the language of music and the spirit which composed the great spirituals which we sing in our worship today. Isn't it interesting that even in life's most difficult times, God's people continue to sing, singing yet another language of the Spirit? It seems that when the Spirit blows among us, when the breath of the risen Christ is received in forgiveness, our language begins to change. Our language of faith is born. Our language changes and expands. It's why we struggle as Christians in the world today, because we are called to speak a different language than the language so fluent in the world today. It is why the church needs the Spirit of God again and again to teach us a new way to speak. Pentecost is about struggling to understand one another, and it's about being challenged by the world, and it's about us challenging the world, in order that the world might hear our new words of love and forgiveness, to hear our new song of peace and justice, to hear our language of, as St. Paul would say, visions and dreams of God's Spirit renewing the face of the earth. The language of the Spirit is beyond words, often even beyond belief. It is beyond the boxes we religious people put God in or other people in. The Holy Spirit is always blowing our minds with a new language to learn and to speak, challenging our own little worlds by enlarging our vision and stirring up dreams of a better world, to be more and to speak more than we ever thought we could. So, on this Pentecost day, as individuals, as a community, let's learn a new language. Let's together learn the language of the Spirit. And like the apostles on that Pentecost day, that we might bewilder the crowds around us by what we utter, whether it be by our sighing for a broken world, or our dreaming of the world God intends for us, or our acting out what the Spirit sends us out to do, and to speak with all that the Spirit gives us utterance to speak, in order to renew the face of the earth. Amen.